Hey, 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 welcome to It's Your Call, new here on BZRradio.com, streaming, of course, to Facebook, to Twitter, to YouTube, and to Twitch as well. Let's address Twitch right off the bat. That is my preferred way for you to follow the show, should you wish to comment and watch video in real time, because if you are an Amazon Prime member and you pick us as your favorite Twitch channel, Amazon will actually send us $5 a month on your behalf. Doesn't cost you anything above and beyond your Prime membership. And that's just one way that you can support the show and support the station. So twitch.tv/BTR Radio. All your show links at itsyourcall.ca. Remember, there's no apostrophe in its. Itsyourcall.ca. Right out of the gate, let's just get to some letters. Thank you very much. Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. Glenn writes in to say, hope you don't consider throwing in the towel anytime soon with your new show. I was seriously concerned when Lowell started his show and then almost immediately started talking about giving up because he expected instant listeners. I'm glad he didn't stop. Please give it a good burn-in time before jumping ship. Look, I understand, you know, the technological challenges that were there, etc., the environment he was in. We fixed it. We turned it into a good thing, and it's led us to here. Glenn, this has been a six-year project for me on BTR, and this new show that I'm doing here, that's just the natural evolution of it. I have no intention of giving this up. I believe that talk content and these conversations are sorely lacking, and it's an opportunity that I see to fill some of that space. So thank you. Hi, John. Thanks for keeping the show format going regarding Canadian content in the CBC, which is what we talked about yesterday. By the way, I think they do some good homegrown productions and should be mandated to continue doing these productions so our creative young people can get good experience. That is Paul chiming in. Thank you, Paul. Again, Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. Sarah is back today to say, thank you for an amazing show. It lets me escape for a bit, and I get to see an opinion or two to know that I'm not alone in my thoughts. I may not agree with in life. Well, that's the whole point. I'm searching for the common ground. I don't want you to be more right or me more right than you or either of us to be more wrong. I'm searching for common ground. And finally, a text at 613-604-6464. Hey, John, listened and called as often as I could to Lowell's show, but I rarely have the opportunity to listen live anymore. I applaud you for continuing the show and hope to get to know you better through it. I have never heard of you before Lowell's show. And there goes 23 years in Ottawa radio down the tubes. Now glad I found you. Keep up the amazing work. And know I listen to every show on Spotify. Thanks again, Simon. Yes, Simon, I remember you calling into Lowell's show quite a bit. And glad you'll continue listening. For now, by the way, the podcast, and yes, we take the live show and we turn it into a podcast. It is still on the Lowell Green podcast channel for obvious reasons. He has numbers that I don't. I will be straight up and honest and forthright about that. All right, so my intention today, I came across a story today and I thought, this is perfect. This just kind of fell into my lap, and I had a whole plan to take it down a path and ask some interesting questions, and then along comes a complete poop storm at a Pierre Poilievre news conference today. So where do I even begin with this? Okay, let me rephrase the initial question I was going to ask you. Let me preface it by saying this. I am not anti-liberal. I am not anti-Justin Trudeau. I'm not anti-conservative. I'm not anti-NDP. I am not pro any of them. At one point or another in my life, I have voted for each of the big three parties in this country for different reasons. I cast my vote based on what I believe best suits me and my country at that particular time. Okay? I have met the Prime Minister of Canada. He wouldn't remember it. We were probably 5 or 6 years old. It was at a Santa Claus breakfast, and his dad and he and his brothers were seated at our table. He wouldn't remember that, nor would he probably remember the 2 or 3 occasions that he and I bumped into each other. He as an MP on his way to Parliament Hill, me as a broadcaster on my way to the radio station in the market. Our paths would cross. It was good morning. Seems like a likable guy. I know people who do know him very well, and they get along great with him, have nothing but great things to say. But that's neither here nor there. All right. But I just want to say that just to establish things, okay? Because I know where this show is founded. Okay? I don't have those same feelings. But I do have great, great, great concern right now for where we are at and what the hell is going on in our PMO. So here's my question. Is the Prime Minister or whoever is managing the prime minister, are they completely incapable of reading the room? Or perhaps have they found a whole other room that some of us, we're just not the cool kids. We're just not invited to be in that room. Trudeau's approval ratings, by the way, according to Angus Reid, went up to 40% this month. They were down a little lower than that. Now, his disapproval ratings at 56%, but his approval rating is up at 40%. So clearly he is able to see and tap into something that I'm just not seeing. And this, I guess, is where I want to start this conversation. Are you seeing something I'm not? And if you are, I want you to teach me about what it is you're seeing. And here's why I ask this. The news today is that our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, will be the first world leader to appear on the TV show Drag Race. Okay. I have no issue with drag or drag queens. I produce drag shows. I got one coming up in Peterborough on the 19th. I got another one happening at Bingoland South in Ottawa on December 3rd. I produce those shows. I have done drag. Drag is a hell of a lot of fun. So it's not about that content. It's about the timing and the optics of this. And yes, by the way, I am aware that other prime ministers have done TV shows. I was reminded this morning, Stephen Harper, once upon a time, was on Murdoch Mysteries. It was a bit role. He played the role of the prime minister. Okay. Is Trudeau going to be playing the role of the prime minister on Drag Race? He's joining the competition as a special guest. This is, I guess, an international competition. They got drag queens, etc., from all over the world. And he's going to be in the Canadian workroom. Okay? He's going to be there to talk about Canada's inclusivity and offer support to the Canadian competitors going up against other international drag queens. So he's there as a coach. And he's there to show support for the LGBTQ plus 2S, etc., rainbow community. And I applaud that, and they're deserving of our support, and I suspect my friends in the rainbow community are quite encouraged to see that high level of participation. By the way, he's the first world leader. He's not the first elected representative in the world to be on the show. Nancy Pelosi, U.S. Speaker of the House, also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they have both been judges on Drag Race in the U.S. So, okay, fine. So that was the beginning of the conversation I wanted to have. I wanted to say, you know, do you object to this? And would you feel the same? And if you do, and that's fine if you do, and if you don't, that's fine too, but would you have the same feelings if he were to make an appearance on Amazing Race Canada? Would you have the same feelings if he were to make an appearance on Survivor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Remember when Much Music was still a music station? Some of the cool stuff that they would do, some of the interviews they would do. I mean, it would not be out of place to see a prime minister sit down on the set of what was then, you know, Much Music, and have a conversation, let's say, with Ed the Sock, a puppet. Right? But then here's where the thing changed on me today. And thank you for your comments, by the way. I'm trying to get better. This is a fun learning curve. See, popping up the comments when I just would sit here listening and occasionally opining with Lowell, that was one thing. I forget out of the corner of my eye to get the comments on and pop them up on the screen. But know that they're there. Know that I do recognize that they're there, and I will get better at it. Here's where things took a weird twist today. So I happen to see a press conference in Vancouver with Pierre Poilievre, and he starts talking about how the prime minister, since January, has known that the Chinese tried to, or in fact did, it appears, influence our election. So, of course, I went digging for more information on this. Look, we've talked ad nauseum. Our economy is in the outhouse. The rising cost of food. I mean, one in five Canadians right now can't feed themselves. How is that even possible? We're one of the richest countries on the planet. One in five can't feed themselves because of the cost of living right now. we have a massive and mounting national debt. Hey, look at that. We got a phone call coming in, apparently. We'll get that call on hold right there. We've got a rising and mounting national debt. We've got a deputy prime minister and finance minister who thinks that the solution to all of this, we just all need to cancel Disney Plus. At least five stories yesterday that I saw were talking about a doctor and nurse shortage in this country like we've never seen before. We're still in a pandemic. Russia and Ukraine, nuclear threats, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. The prime minister is going to be on Drag Race. Oh, yes. And then we come to this. This is from Global News. Canadian intelligence officials have warned Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that China has allegedly been targeting Canada with a vast campaign of foreign interference, which includes funding a clandestine network of at least 11 federal candidates running in the 2019 election. Delivered to the Prime Minister and several cabinet ministers in a series of briefings and memos first presented in January, the allegations included other detailed examples of Beijing's efforts to further its influence and, in turn, subvert Canada's democratic process. Based on recent information from CSIS, that is our FBI, I know you know that, some don't, but I know you do, those efforts allegedly involved payments through intermediaries to candidates affiliated with Chinese Communist Party, placing agents into the offices of MPs in order to influence policy, seeking to co-opt and corrupt former Canadian officials to gain leverage in Ottawa, and mounting aggressive campaigns to punish Canadian politicians whom the People's Republic of China view as threats to its interests. That is a pretty major deal. He has known about it since January. Is Drag Race appropriate? Look, in a perfect world, sure, get out there, show support, have a little fun. The timing on this just stinks. All right, we do have a call coming in from the 905. Hello, who's this?
Hello, John, it's your old pal, Rusty.
My old pal Rusty, who hosts the Oldie Show here on BTR Radio. All right, so Rusty, what's your take on this? And you've done talk radio before. Go ahead.
It's clear. Perfectly clear.
Okay.
It's something that happens in advertising. It happens in fashion. It happens in politics. It's style over substance. And I think his people know that if they keep him as the hip guy in the room, it's going to trump a lot of the so-called issues that really we should be focused on. But we're a society that, you know, we want to be hip, maybe, or some people do. We want to smoke cigarettes because it's cool back in the day, or you look at all the drinking advertisements. You know, it's all fun. And you look at kids going to school. I mean, it's in the middle of a snowstorm, and they're dressed like it's summertime because they want to be cool. It's style. Nothing to do with it. It's sad to say, really. And maybe some of the people, or a lot of the people, are thinking, well, you know, it doesn't matter who I get in there, but at least he's, you know, he's hip. Do they use that terminology these days?
I didn't want to draw attention to that, Russ, but no.
He's awesome. He's whatever. But, you know, it just the whole thing. That's what it is to me, and I think his handlers know that. And even when the opposition, when he was first running, were poking fun of his hair.
Yeah.
The thing is that all these issues existed, and he got reelected. So it's got to tell you something. It's not what he's doing. It's how he's looking.
And, you know, and that is one of the questions I have. Is he just unable to read the room? Or, as I said, is he in a whole other room that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not one of the cool kids and I'm not allowed in there. And look, I've said this, you know, in many a battle with Lowell, you know, who doesn't understand this man's popularity. And I'm like, look, I get it. When you've got a huge part of the population that is disinterested in politics and not really paying attention to the everyday stuff, and all they see is someone who kind of speaks their language, right? He understands the selfie. He understands the nice hair. He understands the huggy, the relaxed clothes. He knows the right events to be at, the pride pride parades, etc. It's a marketing machine. And I said this leading up to Pierre Poilievre's campaign. If you want to get into a situation where you are going to really compete to take that away from a Trudeau, you need to have someone who can absolutely walk that walk and talk that talk on that level. Because, yes, the lion's share of the population is just that shallow. They like his hair.
Yeah, it's a whole package. And yes, his people know exactly what they're doing. I mean, he's not looking to attract the Lowell Greens in their 80s or 90s or 70s or whatever. Now he's looking at, you know, an average population of, say, 40-somethings or 30-somethings. And it's sad to say, you're right. A lot of these people aren't digging deep. Yeah. They're just looking at the exterior. And well, I don't want to get into it, but I will state it. That's, in my humble opinion, that's how Trump got elected. It was all, you know, saying and doing what they want to hear. Now, whether or not it's right or whether or not he follows through, whatever. But it's all just window dressing. And Trudeau is the same thing, but it's more of a style issue.
So, okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, and listen, I want your opinion. Whether I agree with you or not, I want your opinion. That's what this show is. It's your call. It is
doesn't make it right, though.
Nope, it's my everyday search for common ground. No, and it doesn't have to be right. I'm not looking to be right. I'm not looking to be wrong. I want to just have conversations and get us. Maybe I change your mind a little bit. Maybe you change my mind. And maybe, like Sarah said in her letter to me today, you know, it's bringing attention, you know, to some things she hadn't paid attention to before, some things she hadn't considered before. I think that's unbelievably important. But you're right. This is someone whose entourage, you know, and let's face facts. Justin Trudeau, I don't know if people know this. Justin Trudeau is not the one who's posting his Facebook posts. He's not the one who's doing his Twitter. His team is doing that. Sure, it's got his name on it. But what you're participating in when you see this stuff, and I just want the average casual voter to understand this. You're watching a marketing machine in action, and they are very, very good at this. And yeah, he pops into your TikTok feed and he's all cute and he's dancey and whatever else. And he looks like the everyday person. And I don't know if you follow him on social media at all, but boy, oh boy, the love he gets from, especially beyond our borders, they think he is the cat's ass.
Yeah, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's
sure.
The thing. I mean, again, it's a substance thing that, oh, yeah, he's really cool. He's hip. He's one of us. And when I say that, whether or not it's right, I think that whether or not this proposed perception is correct is the issue, because there's probably many people out there who could do the job a lot better. But if they ran, they don't have that package look. And, you know, it's not just a lot of people, as you say, don't realize that. It's all strategic. When it comes up on your Twitter, it's you know, it's there for a reason.
I appreciate you taking the time to call the show, Russ. I really do. And by the way, do catch Russ here on BTR. Does a great oldie show. In fact, it was on just before us. Week and Wednesdays, noon until 2, and we re-air it Saturday mornings. A great way to wake up. But I want to get other opinions on here. I don't want us to hog the show here, Russ.
No. And before I go, I got to say, oldies rule.
Yeah, oldies do rule. But I want to get your opinion on this, okay? So in light of the fact that, okay, so he has been sitting on this information about Chinese interference in our election. He was told in January by CSIS about this. Suddenly it's news today. So with that in mind, with the economy in mind, the rising cost of food, I know that, you know, you and I have had these conversations just about how tight things are and the belt tightening, you know, that you've got to do and that I've got to do. You know, the debt that your grandkids and your kids are going to inherit. This nutcase of a deputy PM, and I don't mean she's a nutcase. Let me retract that a little bit. The nutty
political nutcase.
Well, the nutty things that she will say, like, oh, I feel the pain. My family looked at our bills on the weekend and discovered, you know what, we really don't need Disney Plus. We're going to cut that out.
Well, what she's doing, she's an amateur at it, so she's trying to relate, and she's not doing a good job because she's not good at doing it. But Trudeau is able to do that job.
So with all of these things going on then, Russ, and this is my question to you, is, I don't even care how anybody feels about the subject matter of drag. Is being on Drag Race Canada appropriate at this time for our prime minister? Yes or no?
Is it appropriate? Politically, I say no. But as far as image way, I say Sure. Because you know, sad to think, a lot of the issues that you bring up, people don't care. They accept the fact that the high cost of living and they're struggling. But a lot of people think it doesn't matter who we get in there. It's all going to be the same. And for him to go on there and maybe capture a different segment of the population,
Well, I don't think the liberals have had a whole lot of difficulty. They are at the pride parades, and there's not a whole lot of issues with that. The question is more on the conservative side, and why aren't they? And some of them are, which is encouraging. Russ, thanks for your call. We appreciate that. Hope you call
You're
again.
You're welcome.
Yep, appreciate
Good
it.
Good luck.
And yes, oldies do rule. Thank you. 613-604-6464 is your number. You can call in the show that way. You can text the show as well. My email is milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. We have a video link, too, by the way. So if you're sitting down at a computer right now, it works much like a Zoom call. If you go to itsyourcall.ca, you'll see a little video camera icon there. You click that, you could appear via video. We could bring you up like Ken was on yesterday with that. And if you're not comfortable with video, no problem. Just leave the audio portion on so we can actually have a conversation that way. Okay. So again, itsyourcall.ca. I want to get to some of the comments I haven't had a chance to get to. Woodenhead is watching on YouTube. He looks like a fool on the world stage. No one wants to hear him speak. Anne says the whole damn Liberal Party cannot be on board with all of this. Yeah, you sort of wonder if there's not some people in that party, but it is the gravy train too, isn't it? I mean, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. But quietly, I think you're probably right. There are some scratching their heads. Murray says the only people that Trudeau has stood up to is the older population of Canada, and none of it was support. Back to YouTube. It may be time to make this show an hour long. Hey, listen, I'm open to that. I get that question a lot. I am open to that. Your participation will certainly dictate how that goes. And don't forget, I promise you, I got 40 minutes notice on Friday that Lowell was hanging up his headphones. Literally 40 minutes. We did the show at 2. 2:30 hit, I uploaded the podcast, and then I went and poured myself a drink, and then another, and then another. And I had a whole 2 days to sit and go, okay, what am I going to do next? And my feeling was, it was an automatic. I needed to get something on the air on Monday and be back with you. So that was the decision. I am absolutely open to an hour, okay? Sponsorship will help. Your support on Twitch will help, and your participation in the show. Whether you're and look, I'm not begging for phone calls. I'm not begging for you to appear on video. If you just want to comment on social media, that's fine too. I'm happy either way. Calls, of course, just being an audio and video medium, certainly are better. Linda says she belongs on Disney with Goofy. She is so out of touch with reality. Yeah, that I couldn't get over that comment. What is it? $274,000. A year is her salary. I believe she's married, so I'm assuming whomever she's married to would also be drawing a salary. Car is paid for. There's a food allowance. Housing in Ottawa is paid for. But good for you. Good for you. You sat down on the weekend and you looked at your bills and you said, wow, I don't need this Disney Plus thing. Things are way too expensive in the world. There you go. I've cut $13 out of my monthly budget. Come on. Come on. It rubbed everybody. I've yet to see a person who goes, you know what? Yeah, that was a great comment. I agree. If we all just did that, come on. Just an FYI, Disney Plus is one of the big tech companies that spoke out against Bill C-11. It's no wonder the liberals are attacking that platform. Well, yeah, okay, right. There you go. Over to Craig. Hey, Craig, good to hear from you. Trudeau is not respected in Europe and quite a few other countries. He was called out at the UN by three leaders and their representatives for being a misogynist tyrant. No, Trudeau is on the way out. Yes, I remember that. They were none too pleased, and they relished that opportunity when he was at the UN, and they did not let up. Terry, if Putin told Trudeau he was going to drop an atomic bomb tomorrow, he wouldn't tell anyone. He would just run to the Diefenbunker. I don't think that's probably the best place, but I get you. David is on Facebook. Thank you. By the way, facebook.com/milkmanshow or facebook.com/BTR radio. And yes, Facebook has changed again how they notify you that we're going to be doing Facebook Lives. Now it pops up like an event, etc., and you've got to say, yes, I'm going to the event. Another reason to go to Twitch, twitch.tv/BTR radio. And I believe I said to Craig yesterday when he asked, I can't find you. I believe I said btrradio.com. I was wrong. It's twitch.tv/btrradio. All of our links are at itsyourcall.ca. And yes, if you have Amazon Prime and you subscribe to our channel with your Amazon Prime, again, they send us $5 a month on your behalf as long as you're subscribing. And that helps us immensely. All right. Justin's admiration for the Chinese government goes along with budgets balance themselves. And I have Canadians back, etc., says David. Over to Peter on Facebook. In the U.S., midterms yesterday shows people don't care about higher cost of food, gas, city violence, pretty much the same thing happening in Canada with the Trudeau Party. America is a whole other conversation. Do we dive into that someday? I think we do. I know that wasn't Lowell's thing, but this isn't Lowell's show. This is my show. I'd be open to a conversation about what's happening in the United States and certainly its impact here in Canada. It's incredibly divisive right now, and it's really scary. You know, and I can't remember who it was. I believe it was Bill Maher speaking on MSN the other day, saying that, you know, there's all this talk of a civil war. And he says it's already happening, but it's not going to be a civil war, you know, like the North versus the South, like it was in the past. It's person against person. It's violence. It's one-on-one crimes. And like much like this person who felt that it was okay for them to break into Nancy Pelosi's house and smash her husband's head with a hammer and threaten to break her knees. I mean, it's already begun. I don't know how we... I don't know how we turn the temperature down on all this, but gosh, I'm really hoping this show contributes somewhat to turning down the temperature on some of these issues. Richard, Freeland's priorities are hair and manicure appointments. All right. Peter says, we are thankful you're taking over the 2 p.m. slot. Everything is covered for her Ottawa house, cars, huge budget for each MP, $200,000 plus is the salary, etc. She doesn't miss a few dollars. Peter, I'm glad you're open to me taking over the show. This is certainly a different muscle for me to flex. I come from the music side of it. But boy, you know, nothing gets you more prepared for this than, you know, being able to do a few shows with the best that's ever done it. So thank you for that comment. And your comments are always welcome. I read your mail every single day and we'll read some of them on the air. Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. Mary says, Freeland stood and repeated over and over how privileged she is. Shame on her when others struggle so much. Let's go back to YouTube. Facebook is annoying to the point where all I get in my feed are ads for crap I don't want or need. But that Nakatomi Plaza advent calendar is intriguing, though. I saw a great thing on Facebook today, by the way. According to my chocolate advent calendar, there's only 2 days left until Christmas. I need that. Carrie is in Guatemala, and she says the world is going up in flames. Carrie, can I also mention... I know Carrie a little bit. She was traveling recently and had a couple of stops in Canada, no further than the airport. But even in the airport, she said, and this is someone who has spent time in Europe, in Paris. Her comment to me was, wow, is Canada ever expensive? And I believe, Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong, but you even said Canada was more expensive than Paris. This is what the world's thinking of us as they visit. We got some serious issues, and our prime minister is going to be on Drag Race. By the way, November 18th on Crave, should you care to watch that. Anne says, and look, I have no problem with drag. That's not the point. I got a drag show coming up, like I said, in Peterborough, November 19th. And I got one coming up in Ottawa, December 3rd. By the way, speaking of Peterborough, I will be on the road tomorrow. My intent is to do this show from the hotel room. Forgiveness in advance, please, if we have some technical issues. I may not be able to get into my hotel room on time. I may have to stream it from my cell phone, but I'm going to give you everything I've got to be here at 2 o'clock. All right. Anne says, there seems to be a whole faction of society not being listened to right now, and it's making them angry. Mostly conservatives and those who have any kind of moral values. And I believe you're right. People feel frustrated that they are not being heard. You can be heard on this show. Okay? Maybe this is one step closer to solving that issue. You can be heard on this show. I'm not going to fight with you. I may disagree with you, but what I want to do is have a respectful conversation every single day. That's why the show is called It's Your call. Freeland showed how out of touch he is with the average person and their economic state, worrying about paying for a TV channel when people can't afford groceries. It's more and more like Marie Antoinette and King Louis. I guess she just wants us to eat cake and watch Disney. Well, no, she doesn't want us to watch Disney. She wants us to cut that out of our lives. Here we go again. He's making us the laughingstock of the world. I don't know about that. I mean, you look, if I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus 2S community, and I apologize if I missed a letter in there, if I'm a member of the rainbow community, I probably feel somewhat empowered that a world leader is taking that step to be on a show with that kind of prominence and do that. I guess my question really is this the appropriate time? Is he and or whomever is on his team, are they reading the room? Is that really the best thing to be doing right now? And I would say the same thing, if he was going to be on Survivor or Amazing Race Canada. The show subject matter, it's intriguing just because of its colorfulness and its, you know, and its funness and what it is. China interfered in our election. CSIS warned you about it. They told you in January. Yeah, but drag race. Is it a 5-star hotel in Peterborough? Terry, I assure you it's not. It's the Quality Inn. And no, I will not be eating their free continental breakfast. It's awful. We've already been down that road. And finally, last word goes to Wooden Hit on YouTube. I may watch Justin Trudeau on Drag Race just to watch him embarrass himself. I just hope he doesn't embarrass Canadians. His role there, by the way, is just to show support, right? He's not going. And by the way, where is it? I got to find. Speaking of China, South China Morning News. Their headline is the headline that I think we need to pay the closest attention to. Ironic that it comes from there. South China Morning News headline this morning. Canada PM Justin Trudeau to appear, but not compete on Drag Race reality show. So they're making it very, very clear. He's not competing. All right, there you go. It's your call tomorrow. I will give it my absolute best to get the show up and running. I will be on the road in the morning. I will be arriving in Peterborough on time to do this. And then I am at the Delta Bingo. It's a Toronto. It's not a drag bingo show tomorrow. It's just a regular bingo, and they're giving away Toronto Maple Leafs tickets. So I'll be there to assist with that. And then back here on Friday. So it's your call here tomorrow on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter, and of course on btrradio.com. All of your show links, www.itsyourcall.ca. And as we always say, I love it. I'm going to keep this. We'll be back tomorrow.